According to the prophet Isaiah, there is. And our hope begins with a small shoot. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. In order for us to get to the perfected kingdom, we must first have a new branch that will come from the stump of Jesse. And that branch will bear fruit. And that branch is, of course, Jesus Christ. This is what Matthew tells us in the first chapter of his gospel. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. 9 generations pass, and then Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon. 24 generations pass. Then Joseph was the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile in Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. Jesse is the name of King David's father. Now King David, you may remember, reigned over a united Israel 1,000 years before Christ. His reign and the reign of his son Solomon is regarded as the high point in ancient Israelite history. For a brief time, the land was at peace and there was prosperity. And the fame and renown of Israel brought people and wealth to it from all over the known world. But after the reign of Solomon, Israel descended into civil war and split into the southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel. Thus, the great family tree of King David, the tree of Jesse, was cut down. Then the northern kingdom of Israel was taken into captivity by the Assyrians. And later, after Isaiah's time, the southern kingdom of Judah was taken into captivity by the Babylonians, and the tree was cut down even further. Even though some returned from exile in Babylon, their nation's greatness never was restored. By the time of Jesus, the Jews were ruled by their Roman conquerors and their puppet king Herod. To all intents and purposes, the tree was a dead stump. But Isaiah prophesies that out of David's line will come someone who will be filled with the Spirit of God, a person of faithfulness and righteousness, of wisdom and understanding, a person of power and judgment against the wicked. He will be a branch that will bear fruit. From what appears to be a broken down old stump, new life appears. Broken creation will indeed become what God intended it to be. A world that isn't ruled by greed and survival of the fittest, strong over weak, might over right, the dishonest over the honest. Isaiah's prophecy of a branch that would bear fruit has been realized in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and in the work of the Holy Spirit through the church, the body of Christ. But Isaiah's prophecy of a kingdom of peace, as we know and as we can see, is yet to be realized. And only God knows when that will be. But however dark the times have been down through history, there have always been signs of hope and life in places that look dead and lost. As long as there are people who refuse to believe the world's mantra of might over right, that a person's worth is judged by their looks or their position or their possessions, as long as there are people who refuse to buy into those lies, and we do have to buy into them, they do come at a price. They come at the cost of a broken creation. They come at the cost of people and environments exploited to feed greed. They come at the cost of self-harm, eating disorders, suicides, and addictions. As long as there are people, Christian or otherwise, who are willing to stand with the oppressed, the excluded, the exploited, against the system of the world, then there will always be green shoots of hope. They may be small signs, but there are many if we look, in every community around our nation, in every place around the world. Christians are working to help people less well off than them. They may be small signs, but there are many. And they will always point us to that greater hope, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy through the return and rule of Jesus Christ over a renewed and perfected world. During Advent, we especially remember that we are living between two cosmos-changing events. We celebrate the coming of Christ in the manger, and we also look forward to the time when Christ will come again, bringing with him a new heaven and a new earth, a restored Eden. And when that occurs, Isaiah tells us that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The Hebrew term for knowledge means fully entering into and experiencing what is known. So a time is coming when we and all of creation will have a full entering into and experience of God. There will be no more bloodshed or fear, no more selfishness and greed, no more anger, no more war. Until then, Christ still works in the world through us, his church, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, clothing the needy, defending the weak, tending the sick. Advent is a good time for all of us to re-examine ourselves. How far have we been lured back into the ways of the world? The kingdom of God is a complete reversal of the ways of the world. Surely our belonging to the kingdom of God must affect our lives and thus the lives of others here and now. How might our lives be remade so that the wolf within us can be subdued by the lamb? Our own lives can become kingdoms of peace through the transformational power of Jesus Christ. And people transformed by Christ bring shoots of hope to a world that sees so little of it. And whether people realize it or not, that hope is none other than the shoot from the stump of Jesse, the branch that bears fruit. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And for all who accept him now, he offers a transformed life, a new life and a true life, a life of real significance, of eternal acceptance and everlasting peace for our troubled souls and the broken world. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray.